good evening and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Cardi DeMonaco Jr., who is president of the Student Association of Michigan. Good evening, Cardi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm good. Are you? And you enjoying what's left of the sunny day today?
Yeah, actually it's starting to snow down here in Detroit.
Oh, you're on the road tonight. Well, yesterday you had a busy day. Why don't you give me the numbers about that you remember from the rally at the Capitol yesterday?
All right, yeah, we had students from all 15 public universities out in front of the Capitol yesterday, about 300-400 of them. You know, some came from as far as Michigan Technological University, you know, 10 hours away, and just some as close as, you know, Michigan State University.
And what was the rally about? Why were you gathered there?
Well, Governor Snyder has proposed, you know, an 18.1% cut in higher education, and we're out there to fight that because that's huge. It's going to mean huge tuition increases again to students, and, you know, tuition is just getting out of control, and, you know, students aren't able to afford college.
Well, let's back up a step and tell folks you are president of the Student Association of Michigan. What is that association? What are you about?
Well, it's a group of representatives from all the public university student governments, and we're starting to work with community colleges too. Some of them have student governments, and we just get together and advocate for higher education students throughout the state. And, you know, with the government and with our own universities, just to make education better for everyone in Michigan.
So you are with student government first to be a part of this and then move on from there?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. What was your position in student government at MSU? Are you at MSU?
Oh, no, I'm at the University of Michigan Dearborn.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. No wonder you're down in the Detroit area. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been a senator on the student government there for 3 out of the 4 years, and then I was on the executive board for 1 year.
Do you have political aspirations someday? Is this just in your blood?
Yeah, one day.
Ah, okay. Well, you can announce it here.
I'm not sure yet, but right now just doing, you know, I'm going into software engineering at U of M Dearborn. So just doing that right now.
And the amount of, I assume a big concern, of course, is tuition going up if some of these cuts are made, because it has to be made up somewhere.
Right. Some of the budget, like the, you know, the corrections budget's a large part of the budget that the legislature has control of, and that's not getting cut. So we're just wondering, you know, why that's not. And just wondering why it's just higher. Even the community colleges, they're actually not getting cut. Their funding's staying the same. So I don't know why higher ed's taken such a large cut. You know, 18.1% is huge. And then Governor Snyder, he has a strange, I'd say, kind of option for universities. If they raise tuition 7.1% or less, he'll actually just give them a 15% cut instead of average of 18.1% cut.
Yeah, I hadn't heard the 18.1% number. I had heard the 15% that he would keep the state cuts at about 15% if, as you just said, the universities keep tuition increases under 7%. So you're having a little trouble with that formula even.
No, the 18.1% straight from his budget, if you look in the higher education budget on the my.gov.
Oh, no, I'm not questioning the number. What I'm saying is you're having difficulty understanding the formula. If, you know, if a university does something, you're trying to figure out how this is going to work.
Yeah, it seems kind of strange. You know, it just seems like he's trying to say, you know, just raise tuition 7.1% and you'll be fine, and, you know, you'll get less of a cut, and you should be able to cover it, you know, cover your expenses then. But, you know, it's just kind of a weird way to go about it, I would say.
And with all the students that gathered yesterday, the 300 to 400 students, what were you hearing from students there yesterday from all across the state?
You know, just say they can't afford, you know, college. And, you know, there's a couple of students that gave speeches that talked about, you know, taking a couple years off before they could finish their degree because they need to make some more money. We had one of the representatives there. She was chair of the Higher Ed Appropriations Committee in the House, and she talked about how she didn't have any debt, and, you know, many of her, you know, peers also didn't have any debt when they graduated college, but that's just, that's pretty much impossible these days.
Yeah, those days are, that's not very, very realistic anymore.
Right.
Have you been able to talk with officials at your university about these issues?
No, for the cuts that are coming up this year?
Yes.
Yeah, our student government advisor, he mentioned it. He said that if those cuts go through, the university is going to have to think about cutting programs and degrees and possibly faculty.
So these cuts are going to be deep and painful, as we're hearing kind of in every sector of the economy in Michigan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you were at the Capitol yesterday, of course, after today for 2 weeks, the House and Senate are on a break for 2 weeks. Were you able to meet with any of the legislators?
Yes, we did meet with many legislators. I still have to find out exactly who, but I met with Senator Kahn's office, with our Saginaw Valley representatives, because he's the chair of the Appropriations Committee, and we did have an appointment with him, but then I don't know what happened, and we just talked to the people in his office and just kind of talked about the budget a little bit, and they mentioned how with corrections they can't really do anything about it, and that's why they're cutting from higher ed, because they essentially made it sound like it's just easier to cut from, and we were just wondering, you know, why that was, and they weren't really, you know, giving us, you know, we thought a good answer. Just they said they couldn't cut from corrections, so you have to cut from higher ed.
As if there weren't other choices available.
Right.
Huh. Do you feel that any of your message got through yesterday?
I think so. Well, our main idea, because, you know, we weren't expecting to change Governor Snyder's mind. We didn't think he'd say, oh, all of a sudden, you know, oh, you know what, I changed my mind. So we just wanted to bring awareness to the issue and show, you know, because I don't think everyone in the state, you know, understands, you know, how expensive tuition's getting. You know, if you don't have children, you know, in college, or if you're not in college yourself, maybe you don't know how expensive tuition is. And it's just always college kids are such a small part of the, you know, those voting. So it just seems like, you know, there's not much backlash if the politicians do cut it, and it just seems like it's not an issue then. So we're just bringing awareness to that.
What are we talking about in terms of tuition? If not necessarily you specifically, what do you know about the cost of what is it a year at the school you go to?
It'd be about $9,000 a year just for the tuition.
Not counting books and board and every room and board and everything else.
Correct. Yeah, that'd just be tuition. So for me, I commute to Dearborn, so it is just about $9,000 something, you know, plus gas. But for most students, it's going to be that $9,000 or $10,000 plus, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 to stay on campus. So if you add that all up, you're hitting like $60,000 or $70,000 for your degree. So if you can't pay any of that or just a little of that while you're going, you're going to have $60,000 or $70,000 in loans when you graduate. You know, just how do you pay that back in a reasonable amount of time?
Correct. Was it a learning experience for you? Have you done something like this before yesterday?
Actually, the Student Association of Michigan did do a rally like this last year. This was the second time we've done it. So, yeah, we were out there again this year.
Well, I applaud you for your involvement in being willing to take a stand for something you believe in and try to make a change. We'll be following the story, as a lot of folks will, as the budget proposal gets, you know, closer to kind of sorting itself out and seeing where we go with these cuts. Cardi, I appreciate your time this evening. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Cardi DeMonaco Jr., who's a president of the Student Association of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.